So the epistle for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3. Dearly beloved, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this you are called, that you may inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it, because the eyes of the Lord are upon the just and his ears unto their prayers. But the countenance of the Lord upon them that do evil things. And who is he that can hurt you if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice' sake, blessed are ye. And be not afraid of their fear, and be not troubled, but sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 5. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, 'Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.' But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire. If therefore thou bring thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming thou shalt offer thy gift." Please be seated. O God, who has prepared for those who love thee great things beyond the vision of men. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I was reading a book, a meditation book, To Know How to Wait by a Cistercian. And it's interesting, he has different topics that he brings out in the meditations, different things for us to think about. And one of the things was, obviously, the world itself. And granted, being a Cistercian, Cistercians are a very penitential order, more so than some of the other religious orders. And so from that, obviously, they see the importance of giving up the world itself, giving up the things of the world. And so in the meditation, one of his meditations, he talks in there that the world says to the monk, so he says, "You are mad. You give up everything and you find your contentment in nothing." And so then he will answer back as the monk, and he says to the world, "It isn't so. On the contrary, we give up what is nothing in order to have everything." And obviously for us, to think about that, to consider that. I mean, yes, we have to live in the world. We realize that God has placed us in this world as a test in order to get to the next life. And I think that's why, by following the collect of today's Mass, yes, God has prepared things for us that is beyond our vision, beyond our knowledge, beyond what we can expect. And so he's established that for us, for heaven. And that is what we must be seeking after. And so that's where I say, when we look at this book, this meditation book, yes, it's written by a Cistercian, and very easily we can kind of look at that and say, okay, well, he lives a strict life as it is. You know, he has tried to give up everything. But we have to live in this world, which is true, we do. We have to live in this world, but we have to be careful of not making the world so much a part of us. It's one of the things at the principal's meeting that was kind of, we lamented the fact of so many families that live a life, yes, they come to our schools, they come to the traditional Mass, but they certainly don't live, in a sense, a traditional Catholic life. Because of the things that they allow in their homes, the things that they permit, you know, whether it is the television and just allowing the television to be watched, the modern movies. Sometimes I find it interesting that people can go watch some of the modern movies because of whether the language, the scenes, things that are included in it. But I think if anything, we've kind of lessened our standards of what we should be following. That's why I say even with just the standards of modesty, a reminder of that. That there are standards that we must keep. And there's standards as Catholics, and as I say, as principles, it was one of the things that we talked about. That obviously in the boarding schools, it's a little bit easier because they're with you the whole time. But what we refer to as the day schools, where they come to you during the day and then they go home at night. And that's something that we have to try to examine and look at in our own lives. I would say, especially being Father's Day, this month of the Sacred Heart, it's a good opportunity for you fathers to also to consider for your family what is permitted in the home, what do you allow, and then to see what is the danger to my family because of that. You know, we've talked before about just the whole idea of the world itself, the difficulties, the dangers of it. And granted, we can definitely see that the way that the world is going, yes, is completely going away from God because of the laws that are here. We look at the state of our modern world. But then how many times do we make concessions with that ourselves? And maybe we consider them smaller concessions. But through concessions that we make, it is the path that we will keep taking. One compromise leads to the next and to the next and to the next. And I think that's why we have to try to examine our homes itself, or what we allow our children to watch, to listen to see, to be exposed to. Because that's the difficulty of running a school, because we can't control everything. We can't control everything that comes in. But then you have some families that are maybe trying to live a Catholic life, but then because of other students coming in a sense, imposing what they watch, what they listen to, what they do on the school itself and the children. And then the danger that that brings to all of them. So those are difficulties, those are struggles that we have to try to examine and see, okay, how do we handle that? What do we do? I mean, yes, the encouragement is to try to help families to live a truly Catholic life, warn them of the dangers that are out in the world. But then in a way, it's up to them to follow those guidelines or not. It's very easy just to say, okay, well, Father, he's a little extreme. Just like maybe that the world says to the monk, you're mad. But I think that's where we have to then try to examine and be honest with ourselves. You know, what do we allow in our home that can damage our family? You know, the language that is used. I mean, how sad that is, I mean, in a way, because as I say, we're called to much higher as Catholics. We're called to much higher standards than the world around us. And so it's amazing just to see the way people talk. Being on the plains, their common conversation, I mean, is base. The profanity that is used just for anything, I mean, they're not even mad, and they just use it. It's like, so you're sitting there and, you know, obviously, it's uncomfortable. I even had it to where, I guess, a plane was delayed. It wasn't my plane. I was waiting for my plane. So a plane was delayed, and this man just went into a tirade because his plane was late. All sorts of profanity, different things of that nature. And some lady just looked at him, and I have to give her credit. She just looked at him and she says, why don't you just shut up? She said, obviously, the plane isn't anything that they're controlling. She said, it's late. offer it up, give it up. So she tried to explain the thing, and the guy just started screaming at her and different things. Then she comes by, and she said, this is so simple. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, Father. I said, can you believe that? And I just looked, and I said, it's sad to see. I mean, you know, at this point, it's out of everyone's control. So she just deal with it. And she said, I know, but he obviously can't. And she just walked off. But I mean, it's just, so here you have this person, it's like, okay, the plane is late. Understandable, you want to get to your destination and different things of nature. But I mean, really? I mean, to start screaming profanity and different things of that nature, I mean, I felt sorry for him because of how ignorant he looked. It's like, wow. It's like your plane is 2 hours late. Is that a reason to go into that? But I mean, that's the world. But like I said, you can have people that they'll use profanity, use bad language, use anything, and they're not even mad. And you're looking at them and it's kind of like, what is the point of this? How base are you? I mean, again, we have to try to look at ourselves and see what are we called to? I mean, we're called to get to heaven. We're called to become saints. You know, you look at the saints, we think of the saints that we have devotion to. So all the saints that we have devotion to, they obviously lived heroic lives of virtue to be called a saint. But now if God is calling us to become a saint, well, therefore, we have to live a virtuous life too. And so if we want to become a saint, if we desire to become a saint, that means we have to live a virtuous life. That means we have to work on things. And we all have to work on things. But that's where you look at, okay, what is my principal fault or faults? What do I need to work on? But as I say, when we expose ourselves to all these different things, like I say, the language that is used, and then to see some of the things that people allow their children to watch or listen to, it's like, well, no wonder we have a problem with kids using language like this, which is sad. You are called to something higher. And as I say, okay, modesty and dress, you're called to be virtuous. I mean, if Our Lady of Fatima has talked about the fashions of the world at that time being displeasing to her son, we got to be careful of wanting to be, well, I want to be fashionable. Well, your fashionable will probably be immodest. Probably. Okay, 99% probably. But I mean, that's where you have to be careful. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, dress in a potato sack. I'm not asking for that. But you can be elegant, you can be dignified, and be modest. But again, for you fathers, that's something that you've got to examine and look at. Before letting them get out of the home, look at that. Examine that. Again, we're called to high standards. I mean, as I say, keep going back to this collect of the Mass, God has prepared for us things that we cannot even imagine. And so that is what we're called to. And so that's where it's important for you to examine and to see. Are we living the high standards of a traditional Catholic? They are high standards, yes. Those high standards will help you to get to heaven. If you want to be mediocre, if you want to be just enough to try to get by in life and different things, I would recommend going somewhere else then. I mean, that is what it demands from us, a high standard. And for those that faithfully serve that, that is the reward that God has in store for you. But I mean, it was one of the things that we talked about as principals in the schools. It's like, how do we deal with that? How do we handle that? And it's hard. And there's no concrete answer that you can give. Besides, okay, you keep trying to encourage the families to live truly Catholic lives. You try to help them to see think there are things that they have to disconnect themselves from. But until that happens, it is the struggle with being a part of the world, too much of part of the world. As I say, I am not trying to encourage you, okay, just lock yourself up in a bubble and call it good. But there are choices that you have to make, just as with anything. Do I make this choice? Is this something that I should have my family do or watch or go to or whatever? I mean, there are choices you have to make. What is good for my family? What is not good for my family? And especially as you fathers, it is an obligation that you have. It is something that you must take seriously and you must examine your home. And maybe it means unplugging the television and tossing it. Good for you. I would encourage that. Locking down the internet. How easy it is for people to fall because of that. I mean, you should make that like Fort Knox, where it is very difficult to get into. I mean, it has its positive things, yes. Technology does. Don't know something, don't have directions for something, very easy to look the things up. But it's also very easy to find things that you regret you ever found. And the ease with which people have that. I mean, you definitely have to be careful of just having Wi-Fi open in your home where any device could get on it. I mean, you've got to be careful of that. And you may think, oh, my children, it's not going to be a problem for them and different things. I would probably say that's naive thinking. I mean, being a priest for 15 years and hearing confessions, I would say that's naive. So, I mean, that's where we have to try to examine. We lament the fact that the world is the way that it is around us. We lament the way that the world is going. And yet, how many times people are so drawn to the world. Drawn to the things of the world. And even in a way desirous of the things of this world. That's the thing that we have to be careful of. Those families that are trying to live the Catholic life, keeping away some of the influences of the world, keep up the good work. But if not, that is something that you have to examine now. As I say, with the schools, it's a struggle for us. You want the school to be a safe haven. You want it to be a good place for your children. And so that's where we struggle with that. And certainly after coming back from the principal's meetings and different things, you see, okay, the things you can improve on, the things you can do differently. Sometimes feeling, I don't even feel qualified to be a principal. And so, yes, there's a lot to examine, a lot to look at, a lot to do. But I would say we have to try to all be working together toward this for the common goal of the sanctification of our children. I mean, obviously in a school setting. I mean, in a parish setting, it's the sanctification of all of our souls. I mean, that's what all of us will be responsible for. All of us will be responsible for the souls that are entrusted to us. All of you are my responsibility. You families, your children are your responsibility. And obviously, as teachers, there's also the responsibility of the children that are entrusted to us. So as I say, we're all in this together. We're all here to try to work toward that common goal of getting to heaven, yes. We can't even imagine what God has in store for us. But yet, it seems that the ways of the world, the things of the world, are what really draw us. And that's where we have to be careful. That is where we have to try to examine our own homes. If everyone did that, if everyone went home, examined their home and saw, okay, what do I need to do to make this a more Catholic environment? And maybe you're staring at that television, that plasma television right in front of you. You keep looking around for other things. Oh, you know, I wonder what else I could... You put up your eyes like, I don't see anything. Maybe that's right in front of you, staring you in the face. And maybe you realize with your internet, yes, it's Wi-Fi galore. All your neighbors enjoy it too. But then you say, no, it's secure. But all the kids have the password. So it's not secure. Or maybe you look through your DVD collection, your CDs, see what's there. I don't think Father would like this one. But we don't have to invite him over, so don't have to worry about that. Be careful of that. Because you're only deceiving yourself. So as I say, I think if everyone went home and tried to examine what can I do to make this a more Catholic environment, and that would be a start in the right direction. And then to live by that. So as I say, for you fathers, you definitely have my prayers at Mass, at both of my Masses today. Praying for you to be strong, to lead your family in a virtuous life, setting the example of the spiritual life. You have my prayers. I know it's a difficult task, trust me. It's a difficult task, trust me, being a father myself. All my spiritual children that are out there. So know the obligations, I know the responsibilities, things that weigh on you. But as I say, if we can all try to work toward that common goal, we will make progress as a parish in growing in sanctity. So let's take this opportunity to pray at Mass, to pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary, pray to the Sacred Heart, this month dedicated to the Sacred Heart, for us to be strong in these resolutions, for us to be desirous to live a truly Catholic life, a life that is pleasing to God, and that we can say with the liturgy of today's Mass, one thing I have asked of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.